Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Steve is a very excited boy because, as you know, the NHL is coming to the Emerald City, baby. That's right, baby. Can we get the name already figured out so that we can stop having to read people? I mean, I'm just reading Facebook threads that are just names. There are people just going back and forth. If Seattle and hockey is mentioned in a conversation, it just goes into the argument about what name they should be.
Yeah, and Jeremy Roenick, when we had him on the show last week, he threw the Emeralds back into the conversation because he loves it, and he wants that action rave green color scheme.
He does.
Yeah. So, but here's what we think it should be. We think the color scheme should be definitely black.
Yep.
And we would like to kindly suggest throw a little red and yellow in there. Matter of fact, we'll even show the new NHL owners exactly what it should look like, because right now we've got a KISW hockey jersey at the Rock Shop, baby!
And a quick shout-out to Chris Dahl. Chris is the guy who designed the logo. He's done a lot of cool stuff for our show and for our station. And
he's a great
rockaholic, great friend of the show.
Oh, I thought you were giving a shout-out to Champagne. I was going to say, okay.
Chris Dahl.
Hey, Chris Dahl. I'd like to say.
I popped his bottle, and he gave us a hockey jersey design.
These are sweet, and they look amazing. Of course, you know, they got the Rock colors. You can customize these jerseys with your own name, your own number on the back, and they would make a great holiday gift. Get them while you can. Go to KISW.com to order your KISW Rock hockey jersey today.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And it's time to whack him instead. It's Whackin' Wednesday.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
And maybe that whacking can stop that holiday incline, and we can get to a holiday decline for Steve.
Hell no.
Steve's been rocking, and I have to give him credit, but it is Wednesday.
Really well.
It's the hump day, so
maybe today
will be the day.
Oh no, I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm in a good mood. I just found out some great news, you guys.
Really?
Shout out to my buddy Mike Santiago, one of the best wrestlers in town. He just posted on his Facebook. It's on Netflix. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Really?
Yes. You can watch Bruce Leroy on Netflix.
Wow!
It's my brother and I's favorite movie growing up.
If no one has seen it, it is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that in forever.
Well, you can see it now on Netflix.
Nice!
So go watch it.
All right.
Show enough.
Well,
who's the master?
Let's play this game first. We got Topher on Bainbridge Island to take on Steve. Topher, are you there, sir?
Good morning, KISW.
Good morning, Topher.
Howdy, Topher.
What's he playing for? What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see the very funny Aziz Ansari, who's going to be over at the Paramount Theater on March 18th. Go to KISW.com for all the details.
KISW.
And tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve.
Hey, hold on a second. Since we had a great good morning from Topher, we got a nice up-tempo good morning from my buddy Bob.
Of course.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, BJ.
There we go. Bob Rivers making the maple syrup.
Oh, he's under the covers now.
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, good morning, Bob. All right, Steve.
I needed to hear that moment. I think that should be just for Lisa's ears only. I don't think
Steve, get out of here.
Oh, dear.
Making it weird, BJ.
Sorry about that.
For those playing at home, Topher will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Topher, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future shares its name with which famous scientist?
Einstein.
Yes. How many hours make up 300 minutes?
5.
Yes. What does the Latin word circa before a date mean?
Era?
No.
time.
No.
Pass.
What Van Halen album featuring Sammy Hagar only had numbers in the title? What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
Glaucoma?
No.
Pass.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
18?
No.
16?
Yes. What instrument does Keith Richards play in the Rolling Stones?
Guitar.
Yes. Who starred in the semi-autobiographical movie Purple Rain?
I'd say Prince, but I heard this about. Pass.
Oh, man. Four corrects.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
It could happen.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
That's very true.
It could have been
He's right about that.
Better.
Yeah, we'll see.
A lot better.
Yep, but I mean, maybe.
The holiday decline means that Steve does badly. That's the key.
Maybe he'll get whacked.
Maybe he will get whacked. Steve.
Whack him.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Doc Brown's dog in Back to the Future shares its name with which famous scientist?
Edison.
No.
Einstein.
Yes. How many hours make up 300 minutes?
How many hours make up 300? You can do this.
I don't know. Six.
No.
Five.
Yes.
What does the Latin word circa before a date mean?
Before.
No.
Prior.
No.
Around.
Yes.
Wow.
What Van Halen album featuring Sammy Hagar only had numbers in the title?
Had letters.
OU812?
No.
Oh.
It starts with an O, man.
Well, it could be zero. I don't know. Another one. 69.
No.
99, 69.
No. What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
The retina.
No.
What?
What common affliction makes the lens of the eye go opaque?
I don't know. Pass.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
16.
Yes.
What
instrument does Keith Richards play in the Rolling Stones?
Guitar.
Yes. And wow, Steve, you win.
What?
5-4.
Oh, Topher.
That guess
game,
of 16. Wow.
Topher could have been our man, but instead,
I feel like that's holiday decline, and Topher just let us down.
No, I won.
I did great. I'm the man.
Does count.
Steve is so quick with that. He's like, no, I won. Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what.
Win's a win, brah.
Steve deserves it for Circa. I mean, he really did suss that out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it wasn't for Circa, I'd go, what a cheap win.
That was one of those ones where I was pretty sure Steve wouldn't get, and I was just maybe hoping that the listener would, and then it didn't work out at all.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised that you didn't get the Van Halen album.
Isn't that 1984?
No.
That would be one, too, wouldn't it?
No, because featuring Sammy Hagar, because I said that.
Featuring Sammy Hagar.
That's right. Which one was it?
5150.
Right. Oh.
I could not think of another album. I couldn't even think of 1984 just to be a Weisenheimer. I was so stumped. You know what it was? Once you mentioned that and I thought of OU812, I just thought about how much I really enjoyed that record.
Yeah.
I think Come On Baby Finish What You Started is right up there as one of the best Van Halen songs.
Damn.
Nice. David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. It's no Right Now, but it's pretty awesome.
Right Now. Did you really just...
Right Now is a great song.
That song is terrible.
What?
And the video was horrible.
The video, it changed the world, bro.
Right Now, there's somebody sitting on a nude beach, and it's just some dude's weird legs just like...
Right Now, somebody's starving. I mean, you felt bad for people. Somebody was dying.
I felt bad for watching that video.
First of all, if you're going to actually analyze Van Halen lyrics, don't try. That's not what makes them great. They've never
they
been a great
to be more socially
band.
Conscious with Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, look.
That
was the coolest song they did, but their lyrics usually are what they are.
They're about partying and having a good time.
Yeah, that's all there is. I mean, but Right Now is a good song. Really, Rev? You don't like it, huh?
No, do not like it.
Now.
I know the song. I know how it goes, Steve.
And you don't like that, too.
It's still terrible when you're doing it.
Right Now.
Yeah, it's a good tune. There's way better Van Halen songs, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Give me one.
Jump.
Oh, yeah.
Jump is my favorite.
Panama.
Yes.
No, Panama is the greatest Van Halen song.
Ooh.
Yeah, come on. You know what? You went for the poppy Van Halen song with Jump.
Oh, okay. Song then, BJ.
Well, he just did Panama. You got to go there.
Okay,
all right, Jamie's Crying is good.
I mean, you went, you know, Hot for Teacher. I mean, why would you go
at
Jump?
All those pop ones.
No, Hot for Teacher's not poppy like Jump. I mean, if you don't like Right Now, how do you go to Jump as the next best song? I mean, it's their successful song.
I mean, but Jump is an awesome song. Don't get me wrong.
Because they're completely different songs.
But it is. But it's more of their. I wouldn't pick it as their best.
Okay, well, I did. So just deal with it.
Hey,
how
Steve.
Dare you? How dare I have an opinion?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Oh,
well, not if you hate Right Now. If you hate Right Now and like Jump, get out.
The only one that you both missed, also the common affliction that makes the lens of the eye go opaque.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that
is. It's a cataract, right?
Yes, cataract.
Okay.
I know Steve's like, I still don't know.
Yeah.
But in spite of not knowing that, you still knew five, so congratulations, you win.
Thank you.
I didn't know Circa. See, he would have beat me on the Circa.
It's stupid for a reason why I thought about Circa. I thought about the band Rocket from the Crypt. They had a great record called Circa Now. And that's the only reason why I was even able to try and figure it out.
Damn. But it makes
stupid
sense.
Reason.
Circa, you know, Circle. Why didn't I think about it?
Yeah. So he says it's all about the Gary Cherone Van Halen. No, it's not about the dude from Extreme.
That's awesome. All right. Did I tell people you got right? You were caller five. Yeah. Caller five at 206-449-1181. That's the number to call if you want to get these. What are you going to get? Oh, tickets to see Aziz Ansari. Yeah. Yes. Caller number five, 206-449-1181. Still using Danny's cell phone because our phone is still broken.
So he says, ain't talking about love. That's the best one.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, see, I mean, look, Jump is the one that you'd always play with. I when I was a DJ, we played it every wedding. It's a good poppy song. I just don't think a Van Halen fan would call that the best song they've done.
Yeah, I mean, I think every Van Halen fan would be pissed if they went to a Van Halen concert and they didn't do Jump. But you're right. I don't think that's somebody's absolute favorite. It's kind of like most Metallica fans wouldn't say Enter Sandman is their most favorite.
Yeah.
Or Nirvana fans probably. Most of the highly successful songs for a band, like Smells Like Teen Spirit, it's probably not a true Nirvana fan's favorite Nirvana song.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just because you heard it so much, you just kind of move on.
Yeah, and plus, don't forget, it had a lot of the synthesizer. You know,
which was cool, though, at the time.
It was cool at the time. But again, if you were an early Van Halen fan, you wanted none of that crap in your life. You just wanted all guitar and nothing else. But I agree with you. It sounds great. I like Jump a lot. But I am not a true Van Halen fan. And I know they don't like it as much as I, you know, because they're truer fans.
The solo part and then, like, the breakdown was really freaking cool.
Yeah.
Running with the Devil is getting a lot of text for being the best.
Of course it is, yeah. I just like to piss off Rev. Jump is a good song. It's actually one of my favorite Van Halen songs. But again, I'm not a true VH fan.
No.
So that's what it's all about. Hey, my daughter, I think, knows what this next story is about.
Well, bring her in then.
Yeah, see if she... Come on in there, Sarah, because I think this might be your situation. Meanwhile, Joey Deez is destroyed, totally destroyed his body's immune system, that he's either got the flu or a massive cold.
Oh, he's getting sick?
Oh, he's been sick. And
good to have you here.
Yeah. Well, and I politely told him, you know, you don't feel good. You should go home, not stay for the lunch. Oh, no, I'll stay for the lunch. And I go,
it's a free lunch, bro.
Yeah.
But someone's going to make him a plate, because I'm not going to eat from a lunch that has the patient zero.
He needs to go last in line.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
At least after us.
I agree. I also tried to convince him to go get whiskey shots with me between the show and before the lunch, because I feel like that'll make him feel better, but he keeps saying no.
It would help.
Come on, Joe. Perfect.
See, you understand the alcohol is what weakened his system and allowed him to get sick in the first place.
Details, BJ, details.
Yeah. They say
two negatives
good.
Equal a positive.
Exactly.
Don't you know science?
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, it turns out when you wake up drunk, you know, I should say wake up after a drunk night out, a lot of people really start worrying about all the horrible things they may have done, and they've got a term for it now. And I bet Sarah knows this. It's called hangxiety.
Oh, hey. Yes.
Oh, hangover and anxiety.
That is a real thing.
Jeez, man. I know a lot of people in my circle that definitely suffer from anxiety.
Oh, it's the worst. You wake up. You're not really sure what happened. Your friends start to tell you. You start to see pictures and videos and that pit in your stomach. And you just kind of want to crawl in your bed and die.
We have a dude that was used to be on our beer league team. And, you know, we had the group chat. And it was without fail. If all of us had a night out drinking, I wonder if you're guilty of this. Then the next day comes the blanket group text, sorry guys, I blacked out, and then like a full description of why he blacked out. I really apologize for anything I might have done. And more often than not, he's done nothing bad. So then all of us are just like, we have either we were blacked out too and we have no idea what you're talking about, or you've created it in your head, or you just do it so much that you just assume that you did something awful.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing too. I invited some of my coworkers from my other job, and so I haven't been to that job yet. Okay, yes, and my ex.
Just want to bring that up again.
Thanks.
Yeah, genius.
And I'm like kind of dreading going back to that job to see all the coworkers that were there, even though I don't think anything happened. I don't know, but I just make up in my mind like, oh, I must have been a mess. I must have said something weird. I must have done something weird.
So you don't send the text to the next day to everybody apologizing for your night's behavior?
I've definitely thought about it, and I've definitely done it before, but this past weekend I haven't because I had so much anxiety about it. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, that's an excuse, right? It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
So that's the thing, man. Anxiety. You have a hangover and you're anxious about how bad you were the night before and you don't remember.
I've only had to do that once. It was my buddy Levi Lyon from Lyon Pride Music. He had a big Christmas party and he asked me if I could host it for him. And I thought, oh, it'd be great. He's like, I'll send the party bus, which they have great party buses. Shout out to Rich and the whole crew over at Lyon Pride Party Buses. And I'm like, we'll pick you up. I'm like, great. I don't have to drive. That means alcohol. And so I got wasted on the party bus going there.
Oh, and you're the MC.
I only made one host announcement, and then I got kicked out of the establishment that I was hosting because I was too drunk. Because I went to the bathroom and I was so hammered, I'm holding on for dear life, and I ripped the handicap bars out of the wall.
Oh boy,
you're so strong.
Oh, I know. I had drunk strength,
yeah.
Or they just weren't really well attached, which I think it was more of that,
right?
And so, but then I'm doing them a service, so that, God forbid, someone who's handicapped could have hurt themselves.
That's a very good point.
So I walked out of the bathroom with these two things in my hands, like I don't know what I did, and the security's like, we're kicking you out. And everyone's like, no, he's the host. You can't kick him out.
But he's coming out with these gigantic metal beams and no one knows, like, is he going to Hulk out on us? Is this all going to go bad?
So I handed back the beam and I sat on the party bus for the rest of the night until the night was over. And then I sent the text to Levi the next day. I'm like, bro, I'm really sorry. I had anxiety. And his response was, last night was awesome. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
It's a real thing. The University of College in London says, yeah, anxiety is very, very real. And the more shy you are, according to these researchers, the worse you probably suffer from it. Oh, yeah. When the quiet ones go crazy, oh, the next day it's got to be tough for them because they don't really want to go crazy. But, of course, the alcohol allows them to feel freer than they ever do in real life. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
So he says, nothing makes you feel worse than waking up seeing a video of you eating live frogs.
Ah.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
I've never had that happen. Live fish. I've goldfish I've done, but not live frogs.
Ew, did you just swallow?
And then mom slapped me around. She was not happy with
it. It's so funny we're talking about this because I saw somebody that some of us know on my Facebook page. She posted something where it's apparent she's suffering from serious anxiety because she just wrote something on her Facebook saying, apparently I got into an argument with a crackhead who ended up running away. Jack Daniels took the wheel, not literally, of course, last night. I don't know her. And then said, I looked back on my messages and I apparently told my boyfriend to go F himself. And he did nothing to tell him, to warrant him being told to go F himself. So I had to send him another message telling him I loved him and have a great night. It's like, yeah. That's some serious anxiety.
When you like reread your texts from the night before and you're like, oh, I texted that person. Why did I text that to that person? Why did I do that?
You know what, Jay, let me just say that Johnny Rubbers is a hell of a guy because
he deserves an award.
Oh, dude, I've seen no indication that he's upset or any problems at all. And Sarah broke the cardinal rule, inviting an ex to a party.
I still can't get over that.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Okay, I've learned my lesson.
Sarah. And I tell you, I hate that kid. You know, I hate the kid you invite. He was like the worst boyfriend you ever had. He's such a douche.
Oh, I know. You and John and Rubbers are going to bond over this. I know.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I made it up to Jay Rubs. You know what I mean.
Oh.
We're good.
No, I don't need to know what you mean.
We're good.
I don't need to hear about this.
I have a question. No, I can't ask.
No, you go. No, you can't ask any questions at all.
You cover your ears. Did you do something that it's not something that you necessarily like to do, and that was your way of making up to him?
No, I really enjoy doing it. Don't get me wrong.
All right,
but,
cool.
But, yeah. So, you know, I just surprised him a few times more than I normally would on a,
fair enough,
on a weekday.
Okay, it's safe to turn your ears back on, BJ.
Someone's going to have to push him. Or
it's safe to put your ears back on, BJ.
Throw something at him.
That's okay. You're good. You're good.
We're good.
Everything's good.
We're good.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of laughter. No, she's a good daughter.
Yeah, I'm a good girlfriend, too.
Yeah, great girlfriend, apparently. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's debatable.
Hey.
Still invited your ex.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel like it was worth it for him, though.
Because he's an idiot. He's an idiot. That why
he wants drama.
He's an idiot. Yeah, he really is. The ex is an idiot. He really is. And he also has a job where I don't think he should have because he's an idiot. Yeah. We're going to read stories about how people were abused by this idiot.
Ay.
He is. He's an idiot. And you know what? I can't play. You know what? But his father was an idiot, so I can understand why.
He's in the friend group. He's friends with all my friends.
Yeah.
He's one of those people that we dated years and years ago. So he's still kind of in the circle.
Yeah.
He's not really in my circle.
He's a jerk. He should be out of that circle.
But
you invited him to your party, so you brought him back into your circle.
Well, okay, I invited like 200 people to my party.
Yeah, you know what?
Why not just do
199? Exactly.
Well, okay, I know for next year, all right?
Or delete him off Facebook.
I'm going to avoid all of this.
Maybe that won't be your present next year. If you invite that guy, you do not get your present and have me pay for your party.
Wow.
I'm going to put my foot down.
Well, he probably won't know he's invited until the day after.
Do you know how much I hate that kid? You know what?
I do.
You know what?
Well, I do too.
If that kid was on fire and I had a full bladder, that's how much I hate that kid.
You wouldn't pee on him?
No, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't even. No, I hate that kid so much. And he owes me an apology from years ago, and he's never done it, which is why he's low class. He's a loser.
Yeah, well, Johnny Roberts agrees with you.
There you go. Yes, that one.
Like father, like son.
Matter of fact, you know what? If I might actually just tell Johnny Roberts to go find another girl, I'm going to kick you out of the house.
Wow! Oh, you two are going to be roomies now.
Yeah, and then his
new girl. You have a new daughter.
Yeah, I'll get a new daughter.
Oh, one that's not so weird.
Not a daughter that wouldn't invite her ex to anywhere.
Daughter-in-law.
Ugh, I hate that kid.
Okay, I've learned. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Everyone.
Thanks,
sorry, J-Rubs.
Have you heard from the ex since that?
No, which I'm surprised because J-Rubs made it very, very clear that he was not happy that he was there.
Did he say something to the guy's face? Like, why the F are you here?
That's right. J-Rubs is my hero.
J-Rubs is a pretty chill dude.
He's a very chill dude, but not when your ex is there.
I understand.
He got crazy, and everyone could hear him.
Yeah,
get crazy.
Good for J-Rubs.
Why the actual F is he here?
Exactly. I'm with J-Rubs on this. You're kind of a dope, disagree. And someone has to yell at you about it.
Yeah, so he's aware that he's probably not invited to anything ever again.
Oh, yeah, and he's too... If he wasn't a moron, he wouldn't go to those kind of parties. He's an idiot. The kid on every level doesn't even know how to even interact as a human being. He's that much of a dope. I blame it on his parents. His parents should be forbidden from ever parenting anybody.
I didn't know you didn't like his parents.
Oh, I hate everybody in his whole family.
Mom was really good friends with his mom.
Mom's a moron, too. She had you, didn't she?
Well, hey, who had half create me? You did.
So. I don't know if I'm the father. I'm doing a DNA test because my kids wouldn't be that stupid.
Are you sure?
Yeah, probably. All right.
The apple doesn't fall
every
too
time
far.
I see that kid's face, Steve, and I just want to punch it. I hate that kid so much.
You're probably friends with him on Facebook, you know?
No, I wouldn't be. If I'm friends with him on Facebook, I'm deleting him right now. I got no reason to be friends with that knucklehead. And there's another one.
Check if he is, poke him.
And his cohort in crime is also somebody else that I would like to just run down with my car.
Wow.
Just wave to them both.
Yeah. Tired of both of them.
Well,
happy birthday again.
Thank you.
There you go.
Let's take some deep breaths, people.
All right, good. I got a question. Why do some people intentionally put spider webs on their Christmas tree? Is this a Dammy thing because he loves Halloween?
Might as well be.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, on Friday, we had Bill Bellamy in studio.
No way.
And you know what we did?
What's that?
We ended up talking Christmas traditions.
We got a text message from Bill that says, hey, does Bill have any crazy Christmas traditions?
Yes, I do. You got to do a real tree. You got to go to the real spot and, you know, get the real tree and stuff.
I think you got to do that. I mean, I at least once in your life you got to, because that's a great thing.
I just love doing it because I love the smell in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I get it flocked, too. You don't flock your trees?
I don't know what that is.
Come on, man. You look like a flock,
brother. I think you can get arrested for that, Bill, last time I checked.
You want that flock?
No. Somebody says they had that. Had a pickle ornament on the tree. Whoever finds it gets a secret gift.
We do the Christmas pickle.
Really? What? This is a thing?
I didn't even know.
It's a European tradition.
About that one.
Yeah, so what it is there's a pickle on the tree.
Okay.
It's an ornament, and then when you unveil the tree, the kids will look for that ornament. The first one to find it gets a special pickle prize.
So what happens if the Christmas pickle is directly underneath mistletoe? What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
No, you gotta kiss the pickle, yeah.
It's a German tradition.
I don't understand why pickle pickles are part of Christmas.
I'm not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not big on pickles, bro. Yeah. I'm big on relish, though, for whatever reason.
Well, that would be tough to put on the tree if you could find the relish.
All over the tree, honey.
So, yeah, the Rev's Christmas pickle was actually picked as Discovery.com's number one strangest Christmas traditions from around the world.
Weird.
And like Vicky said, it's an old German tradition. You hang up one Christmas ornament that's shaped like a pickle. You're supposed to hide it amongst all the other ornaments, and the person who finds it gets an extra gift on Christmas Day. Now, I love that plan.
Yeah,
I do. I love that plan. I wonder if I want to start that, because we really love loading up our tree. We have a friend, she's from England, and mm-hmm. says we Americans put way too many ornaments on our trees, make them very look very gaudy. And so she always says to us, there's too many ornaments on your tree.
Yeah, we cut back on the number of ornaments on our tree just for that same kind of reason. We had so many ornaments, and we decided to go with like a ribbon type of a thing around the tree. That's that kind of remove some of the real estate, and I like it a lot better. It's a lot less cluttered.
You don't have a crappy tree, that's why.
We have a fake one, but it's the same one we use every year, but it looks great. Yeah, I love that tree.
Ours is a fake one that we bought probably like 37 years ago. We bought it at like a Walmart.
Damn, and it was keep something like that.
It was our first thing we bought as a couple when we were, got married.
Wow, okay.
Wow, so, the cheese lasted longer in the house than your wife. That's amazing.
I know, it's so true. It's
very, very true.
But the tree is a crappy tree, so how you fix a crappy tree is you just throw a ton of ornaments on there.
Yeah.
That way you can't see the holidays, as my wife calls them. That would be the holes that you can see where you can see the green pole.
It was a tough decision also, because, every year my favorite ornament is my Earl Thomas Christmas ornament back when he had dreadlocks. I have had this Christmas ornament forever, but, with the way things have been, Coach decided not to put him on the tree.
Oh, I thought what happened is you put him on the tree, but he fell and broke.
Too soon, sir. You can see a little bit of our tree on Lulu the Warrior Princess's Instagram page.
See, that's a
page.
Good fake tree, Steve. Yeah. Your tree looks good. Mine is.
And we buy those sticks that you put in it so it smells like a real Christmas tree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, so you walk into the house and it just smells like
what kind
fresh.
Of sticks?
Yeah, something like these sticks.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like these little, they look like pens.
My neighbor was talking.
Oh.
I think we get them at Fred Meyer. I don't know.
And Hobby Lobby, too.
Oh, okay. My wife gets them.
Yeah. My neighbor was talking crap about her.
Gets them.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, my neighbor was talking crap about her boss because he didn't do that sort of thing, but he wanted it to smell like a Christmas tree. So he actually got the car trees that had the pine scent.
That's what my wife wanted to do this weekend. We forgot to, but she said, I got to get a pine thing because I want my house to smell like, even though she's got a little mini tree.
He got like four of them. And she's like, that was way too much.
Oh, yeah, that is.
They're called scenticles.
Scenticles.
Excuse me?
Testicles. Oh.
Icicles.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And they give that Christmas tree smell.
Oh, I gotta get some of those.
They're really cool. They're really cool, except you have to change them out every few years, because if you don't, they start gathering the scents from around the your house. So, like, ours kind of smell like pine steak.
We change them every year.
Oh. Yeah, you should probably change those every year.
Yeah, I would never think of keeping it all year long.
Yeah, we throw them away when we put the tree away.
It's a pine steak Christmas at Danny's.
I should have done that. Yeah, no, they smell kind of meaty. It's weird.
It's like a couple bucks.
So, we told you the number one was the German pickle thing. Number two on Discovery.com's list of the weird traditions Christmas style is putting spider webs on your Christmas tree. There's an old tale in the Ukraine about a poor family that didn't have enough money to decorate their Christmas tree. They woke up on Christmas morning and found it covered with silver and gold spider webs. So it's not unusual to see Christmas trees with fake spider webs on them. Oh, that's interesting. Because silver and gold, we know, are traditional colors of the holidays.
See, that was the moment where we decided to go with an artificial tree, was when a couple spiders came out of the real tree, and that freaked my wife out. And she's like, we're done with real trees.
Oh, that's the best thing ever, is when you don't have to chop down a tree every year.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Thank you, spiders. Nice.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this list of strange Christmas traditions, we're thinking, okay, how about you? What odd Christmas tradition do you have? 206-449-1181. That's the number to call. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. What odd Christmas tradition do you have? Your calls, your texts after Foo Fighters on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We had comic Bill Bellamy in studio last week talking about Christmas traditions. Discovery.com had strange Christmas traditions from around the world, and they list the top four. We already told you about hiding the Christmas pickle on a tree, and whoever finds the pickle or a pickle-shaped decoration gets an extra present.
Told that could go down a naughty road too.
Yeah, it could.
If you wanted.
Yeah, it could.
If you're like in some kind of weird swingers group.
Yeah.
or just if you live with Vicky.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what she's going to put on the tree. Also, spider webs, I guess, is a Ukrainian tradition because when you got no money, the spiders can come decorate with silver and gold web. That was the tradition of that. So people throw spider web on their.
Yeah, I'll stick with ribbon.
Yeah.
Or garland.
So how about you? What strange Christmas tradition do you have? 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999.
I want to hang out with this family. And my husband and I, we have tamales on Christmas Eve. Yeah. It's a weird tradition because neither one of us are Mexican.
Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Tamales, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to have a tamale.
Oh, yeah. We're making tamales this year again. Geez.
Can you remember
to come over?
All right.
Yeah.
Are we invited, really? Are all of us invited up to your place on Christmas Eve?
Maybe not you. I would say Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Okay. Yes. That might be a tough sell, you know, because we have family obligations. But
yeah, I mean, I do too. But
it's tamale, Steve.
I agree.
Your family will understand.
I mean, that's an hour plus drive.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Tamales, yeah, Steve.
It's probably more like 2 hours, let's be honest.
Still worth it.
Yeah.
I love tamales. Tamales are the greatest thing ever created.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They're good.
They are the Cadillac of all food, not just Mexican food.
Wow. You're really of all. I mean, look, I think out of Mexican cuisine, you're right. But I don't know if I want to put it on all cuisine.
Shout out to our friend of the show, Augustine. Him and his family make the best tamales.
Oh, that's true.
No offense, Vicky.
No, they do rival. They're really good.
That's huge in New Mexico, too, with the tamales and the pozole on Christmas Eve. And that's kind of where mine comes from. It's not super strange, but
BJ has a run PAP for that second thing.
Pozole?
Yeah.
When I'm in a movie theater,
I need to know what scene before I go with the pozole.
Say it right. Pozole.
No.
Pozole.
And but we do all of our Christmas stuff on Christmas Eve. Like, we do all of the presents.
Even the gifts.
All the gifts. At probably, like, 8 o'clock, we go to dinner, and then, you know.
Oh, so, yeah, see, we used to, some people will do, like, one or two presents on Christmas Eve and save some for the next day. You guys don't.
Yeah, no, ours has always, ever since I was a kid, we did all of our Christmas presents Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day was actually kind of a letdown. Like, so, we didn't do anything on Christmas Day.
So, let me ask the big question. So, when? Because, I mean, Santa's able to get to your house early enough to get those presents out, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was usually when I was in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden I come up, my mom was like, "You missed Santa! Look, you left all your gifts right there." I'm doing the same thing with Lily right now, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as we find out from Kurt Russell, you know, we find out he's Santa and we know how he does it now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for others that have not seen the Chronicles of Christmas or Christmas Chronicles or it's Smoke Chronic and watch the Christmas movie.
That's what it is on Netflix.
See, I always want to do at least one gift on Christmas Eve. My wife shuts it down every time. I've been wanting to do that since I was a kid. Family always have shut it down.
Why is that? It's like some people, it is a tradition.
You have to wait till Christmas Day.
One gift.
Nope.
Oh,
wow.
Or she'll pull the kind of like, "All right, sure. I mean, if you want to." And then it's like, "Well, now it's not fun."
Yeah, that's.
You're begrudgingly telling me I can open a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. That tone of voice never means it's okay.
That's the one day of the year where I get up in the morning without any bitching. Like, guys, I'm still like a child on Christmas morning. The minute I wake up, I'm like, "Let's go."
Yeah. You know when that changes? When you're a parent.
We all jump on like my parents' bed. My brother and I are.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Because the parents are exhausted probably from getting everything ready so you can have a great Christmas day. And then you go, "Really? Kids, it's 5 a.m. Please." That's why I love Seattle, because it stays dark. So you go, "All right, at least we got darkness until a decent time in the morning." Other places you go, "Come on."
See, last year I tried to be nice and give them a couple more hours of sleep. And that's when they jumped into my bed to wake me up. So, I mean.
Your parents jumped into your bed.
Yeah, my mom's like, "Come on, it's Christmas."
Oh, yeah. They haven't had a little kid in the house for a long time until you move back in.
I like this text. "My family celebrates Christmas Steve because my husband Steve's birthday is the 23rd and we open one present each."
Oh, that's a great idea. Steve, your name is Steve.
Right. And that means this year, Christmas Eve, it's now Christmas Steve.
Christmas Steve. And she's got to be excited about it. Just get her ready and go, "Look, I know you don't want to do it, but don't give me that tone of voice when you say yes. You got to make it sound like you really want this to happen.
Otherwise, one of your gifts goes missing."
Yeah. Go to acting classes, honey, and pretend this is the best idea you've ever heard.
That would be funny if one of her gifts is acting classes, so next year she could act like she actually wants me to open up a gift on Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas
Steve. Or Christmas Steve.
Yes. I actually support Christmas Steve. I love that. I mean, well, you got a name, Steve. You got to go with it. Christmas Steve. Let's go to Tim in Belfair, 206-449-1181. Tim, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Tim. What was your strange Christmas tradition?
Well, about 12 to 15 years ago, my my mom had a little midlife crisis, I guess, and just kind of took off on the whole family, and it really butthurt my dad.
Oh, that sucks.
So, thanks to the show Seinfeld, for the last 15 years or so, we have celebrated Festivus every year.
That's it.
Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right.
That's right. My dad actually found an old stripper pole at a garage sale and spray painted it silver and wraps it with lights. And then on Christmas Eve, we sit around with a bottle of Gentleman Jack and tell everybody how much we hate each other.
Yeah, baby. Oh,
it's,
man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time.
So, Tim, I have to ask, just because I'm nosy, did you ever work it out with mom and find out what's up? Everything's cool or no? Oh, I guess not. Wow.
I lost you there for a second. My bad.
No, you know what? Maybe I was never meant to ask that question.
It's a sign, BJ.
All right. Never mind. Have a good holiday, Tim. God, you know what? I'm going to take signs. I've been watching a lot of that Sabrina. I'm going to take any kind of sign as it is. Could be witches messing with me.
I like this text. Christmas Eve, the wife and I watch Bad Santa get hammered and wrap presents.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like my house.
That's your daughter's in the room.
Yeah, here we go. Sarah. Well, usually she's spending it with me, but now that she's got J-Rubs in her life, I don't know if she's got any new traditions.
Well, you have to get him gifts now.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know what? He's a good dude.
Oh, hey. Yeah, we have to get him a stocking, too, because we can't all be, like, opening our stockings.
Please have it say J-Rubs on it with a Z.
I really want that. And the new hockey jerseys, he really wants one. He was like, what should the back say? And I'm like, it should say J-Rubs Johnny Rubbers for sure.
J-Rubs.
Yeah. J-Rubs 69.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, hell yeah. Why not?
We can actually make that happen. That would be a nice gift. I don't know if we can get it to him on time, but at least we can take a picture.
We can take a picture of it. Yeah, put it in a card.
Because you know me, I have to get Uncle Kristen to do it because I won't do it.
Oh, yeah. A tradition that I've been doing, I don't know when it started, but I've been doing it for years, is every year I like to get my mom some sexy lingerie.
Oh, that's right.
It's normally some like lacy panties, maybe a thong, a G-string here or there.
Weird. But they both do it. They go back and forth giving each other these.
She's going to wear it for.
Well, yeah, which is weird. But I still think my mom needs to look cute. Like, you know.
Get her a sundress.
And my poor son. son's got to be there when this happens. I know. I find
it's
this.
The greatest thing ever, because every year he hates it even more.
I don't blame him.
He just says, why? And puts his hands
I know.
Over
and I
his
feel
face.
The two of you. And she gives you, and she'll go, look what I got for Sarah. She'll show me, and I'll go, well, you go, why don't you give that to her for her birthday?
Or
why
pull each other aside and do that when son and dad are watching something.
It's just so funny seeing the reactions. Last year, Johnny Rubbs was there, too. So my mom was giving this matching, like, bra and panty set.
Yes, I remember that one.
In front of Johnny Rubbers.
So disturbing.
Twinsies.
Johnny Rubbers, like, didn't know if he should smile or, like, laugh. Or, like, oh, wow, thank you. Thank her for it.
My wife is out of her mind. That's really what it is.
You gotta step it up and get, like, a leather kind of cute outfit next.
Oh, like a bondage thing?
Yeah, like a cute leather dress.
Like a whip, too.
Yeah.
No, nobody needs whips in my household.
Well, this texture says for Christmas, me and my siblings, we do Secret Santa, but with alcohol or sex toys.
Ooh. Yes.
Whoa.
Joe? Okay. Sorry.
I've never wanted to do Secret Santa more now. Can we do that here at work?
No, we're not doing Secret Santa with you, Vicky.
Not for sex toys.
I am not going to get torpedoes for Santa Claus. It's not going to happen.
We could do it for snacks or something like that.
For snacks.
Oh, so you said snacks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, this is for, you know, the snacks in your life.
Hey.
Okay, but you know, seriously, Vicky should have been our kid. I mean, the way you and your mom are, I mean, it's like Vicky should be our kid at this point. You guys
are
all a bunch of fiends.
For you to sign the adoption papers, but you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
That's why my brother and I, we buy toys from our childhood, like He-Man or old wrestling toys made of rubber, like those LJN wrestling.
Oh,
toys.
That's fun.
Cool. That's really cool.
You know why that's fun, Steve? Because it's not sexy goddamn lingerie. That's why.
Yeah, there's no Jackrabbit or whatever they're called now. The Dominator.
Yeah.
the Dominator. I will make sure that no man will ever be able to match what I bring. I'm the Dominator.
Is it sad that, like, my Christmas tradition...
The Dominator.
Yes!
I want that. I want my Christmas tradition to be a lot dirtier, because mine is very...
All right, why don't you tell Juan that?
I will. It's like, because we grew up Catholic, my parents are Catholic, so my mom would make this very big, you know, manger nativity scene that was just huge, and all the pieces were mismatching, like, so Jesus was the size of a cow, and Mary was this tiny little figurine, but we wouldn't put Jesus in the manger until Christmas Eve, because he wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
And so then my mom, we put him in the manger, made like a little ceremony thing. We had to kiss this little ceramic BJ. Jesus.
Hello.
That's a Freudian slip.
What the hell?
What are you doing to Jesus?
Like, put the Jesus in the manger. We got to give him a kiss and put him in the manger. I'm like, Mom, please don't make me do this.
My wife has one of those giant nativity scenes on our coffee table. I pissed her off last year because I somehow worked on my Steve Largent Funko Pop into the scene.
Oh,
yeah. She wasn't too down with that.
That's amazing.
Oh, every year you've got to try it because you got some good Funkos. Right. You got to sneak something in there every year just to see if she sees it.
Maybe this year will be Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, yes.
He'll be one of the wise men.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just three metal wise men.
I could just do Axel, Duff, and Slash.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. I mean, those guys are. Look what they've done in their lives.
It's a great idea if you want to have a bad Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, nativity scenes, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
And then kissing the baby Jesus, that's hardcore.
Mexican Catholics, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Hey, you get tamales, so quit your bitching.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Want to come over and kiss the Jesus?
I'll kiss every Jesus for a tamale.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, don't do the other thing she said. Just kiss Jesus.
I was going to say, I have an uncle Jesus too, Jesus, if you want to kiss him.
I'll kiss Jesus.
All right. I'm sure he'll be down. It's fine.
This is becoming quite a Christmas.
So it says Vicky's mom sounds like the mom of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, Bobby. If you'd like some free financial advice, because look, it is the holiday season and a lot of us go a little too far. This is why we had to bring in Todd Peach. He will come in and he will tell you what you may need to know. Answer all your questions at 206-449-1181. And again, that's Danny's cell phone. You got to call to talk to Todd Peach. 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU taking your calls and texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.